Hello, my name is Akan Otu. I'm a clinician with an interest in fungal diseases, and I'll be speaking to you about management of PCP, pneumocystis jiroveti pneumonia, among children. And the objectives of this talk are to be aware of the criteria for admitting patients with PCP and to understand the grading of the severity of PCP and to also understand the treatment options available for this condition and to understand the role of steroids in the management of patients, children specifically, with PCP. So we're going to be speaking a little about the admission criteria, oxygen therapy and nutrition, PCP treatment and the complications. The World Health Organization has recommendations and with regards to PCP treatment among children, and they advocate that all HIV-infected children with severe pneumonia should be admitted, and this is to reduce the risk of deterioration that has been identified from studies, previous studies. And when these children are admitted, there's monitoring that is done for them, and oxygen can be given, their nutrition can also be attended to, and the outcomes are usually better if this happens. I guess the question would be how or which patient or which child has a severe pneumonia. And there are certain things that are considered. If there is, this is a flow chart that, you know, puts it really nicely. And for children who are grunting, who have reduced level of consciousness or unable to drink or have low oxygen saturations, these are the group that are identified as having severe pneumonia. And for children who present with chest wall indrawing or have fast breathing, and this is dependent on their age now, for children between the age of 2 and 11 months, if their respiratory rate is greater than or equal to 50 cycles per minute, this is significant. And for children between the ages of 12 and 59 months, if their respiratory rate is greater or equal to 40, this is also significant. This group of children have a pneumonia, but it's not severe. And if they have none of the above, then pneumonia is not likely. This is further explained in this slide. And for patients with the mild cases of pneumonia, antibiotics can be administered in either intravenously or orally. And the mild group have a arterial oxygen saturation of greater than or equal to 70 millimeters of mercury and an alveolar arterial gradient of less than or equal to 35 millimeters of mercury at room air. For those who have the moderate to severe disease, the pulmonary arterial oxygen saturations is usually less than 70 millimeters of mercury with an alveolar arterial gradient of greater than 35 millimeters of mercury at room air, and this group of children should be hospitalized and should be admitted into the intensive care unit where available, and mechanical ventilation is may be required for them. And this group of children should receive intravenous antibiotics with an early introduction of steroids. Now, with respect to the therapy, cotrimoxazole should be given to these children, and it should be intravenous and given for at least 3 to 10 days, and then a switch to oral cotrimoxazole can be considered. And the dose is a higher dose of 20 milligrams per kilogram per day in 4 divided doses, and it is this dosing is based on the trimethoprim component. And it's used for children who might have been exposed to cotrimoxazole previously, because it's not thought that resistance it would be a big issue in this group of patients. And it's also been seen that these patients who should have been on cotrimoxazole prophylaxis might not have actually been adherent to it. So use of cotrimoxazole as treatment is still advised in this group of patients. But it's very important to watch out for hypersensitivity to cotrimoxazole, and there might be a need for renal dose adjustments in patients who have renal failure. There are alternative therapies available, and they include clindamycin which is given at a dose of 10 milligrams per kilogram per dose, and this should be given every 6 hours. And this is combined with primaquine at a dose of 0.3 milligrams per kilogram per day. And this is combined. But before patients are given primaquine, it is important to check for their glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase if they are deficient of this enzyme, because if they are, then it's going to predispose them to hemolysis. The other alternative includes intravenous pentamidine, which could be given at a dose of 4 milligrams per kilogram per day. And this is reserved for patients who might not tolerate cotrimoxazole or are not improving after 5 to 7 days of cotrimoxazole therapy. Trimetoprim and dapsone is also an alternative, but there's no evidence for use of this in pediatrics. And this regimen is an oral regimen, but it's also reserved for mild cases, usually among adults. With regards to steroids, there's the recent research by Newberry and colleagues, just published in 2017, that shows that the early introduction of steroids has benefits. And this was used in patients in Malawi, children between the ages of 2 to 4 months. And it was a randomized controlled trial that compared steroids versus placebo. And these children were followed up for 6 months, and it was found that the mortality was reduced, not only in hospital, but even at the 6 months after starting the steroids. But there is no clear role of steroids in non-HIV PCP children. Now, the commonly used regimen is a 21-day regimen that begins at the dose of 2 milligrams per kilogram per day for 5 days, and is now dropped down to 1 milligram per kilogram per day for the next 5 days, and is further dropped down to 0.5 milligram per kilogram per day for 11 days. So this has shown benefits in the management of patients with moderate to severe disease. So in summary, admission criteria used in the managing all-cause childhood pneumonias may also be used for managing children with PCP. Cotrimoxazole remains the first-line management of PCP, and it's important to understand how to grade the severity of PCP, because this is going to determine the antimicrobial administration route and whether these patients would require steroids. And steroid use is really important because it is associated with a reduction in mortality and the need for mechanical ventilation. Thank you.